the president was saying that they are in a standstill, and I think the important thing in this meeting is that they said that they wanted to focus up as a region, not just as chief of executive, and then that there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of challenges, and so the main challenges facing are the follow-up. He reiterated that there's need to be a follow-up on several of the plan of actions that has been put before the leaders.
What would you say are the main areas that he identified where perhaps that the Micronesian leaders have failed to follow through over the last year?
The president and the other leaders wants plan of actions when it comes to regional energy, invasive species, workforce development, and also it is very important for President Rumiñahui that Micronesian Islands Foreign Secretariat is activated, and that the contributions of the other leaders, that's the contributions as they can actually coordinate all of this regional plans.
The move towards the idea of a secretariat would tend to suggest that whilst they made this switch to becoming the Micronesian Islands Forum a year ago, that they haven't quite worked out how the new body should function, as it were. They don't have a central focus to pull it all together. Would that be right?
Yes. Actually, President Rumiñahui has wanted it renamed Micronesian Islands Forum Secretariat, which the other leaders has agreed to, and that it is going to be the center of all the plans. And also there was efforts for each of those communities to have a regional coordinator to make it easier to plan actions and initiative on those key areas.
Now, was much said about what you might call the U.S. dynamic in Micronesia at the moment? Because most, if not all, of the territories, of course, wondering quite what direction America is going to go in the months and years ahead under Donald Trump, and how it will affect their relationship, compacts of association and the like. I mean, are there genuine concerns?
It wasn't discussed as much because the other leaders are saying that even the Guam and CNMI are U.S. territories. They have unique and commonalities. They have unique challenges which they can resolve, or these issues can be addressed when they are united. And also the presidents of FSM and RMI and Palau are also going to have a separate meeting, which is on Thursday, to talk about the issues among the three associated states. But this is nothing unusual. They in previous meetings, they usually conduct their separate meetings before the chief executive meetings, and this time it will be on Thursday.
So, as a group, under this banner of the Micronesian Islands Forum, do the members believe that collectively they can bring influence to bear outside Micronesia, in much the same way, I suppose, as we've seen with the Pacific Islands Forum and the influence that they have brought to bear, particularly on the question of climate change?
Yes, that's the very reason why they formed the Micronesian Islands Forum, because they have certain issues on climate change, and also they have wanted to present to the other Pacific Island states leaders or other nations like the South Pacific that they have also a voice, and that if they stick together, they can have a stronger voice on several issues like climate change, transportation.